From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's targeting Kurds in Syria. Turkey says its bombardment of Kurdish fighters in northern Syria will continue, despite calls for a halt from the U.S. and France. The U.S.-backed Kurds, whom the Turks believe are seeking an autonomous state, continue battling Islamist fighters. Peter Bechtold says the Turks view armed Kurds anywhere as a potential threat.
If there is a Kurdish separatist movement, it will take a quarter of Turkey in the southeastern region. And so whenever there's a Kurdish organization that becomes armed, they're afraid, here they come, because this struggle has been going on since the 1920s. It may not have been on American radar screens, but it's been going on ever since.
Meanwhile, President Obama Sunday spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, urging Moscow to play, quote, a constructive role in the Syrian crisis by ceasing its air campaign against moderate opposition forces. Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, announced a plan for a cessation of hostilities within a week. Ballots are being counted from Sunday's presidential runoff in Central African Republic as the country seeks to end nearly 3 years of sectarian violence. Two former prime ministers are vying for the top job, with the winner facing the daunting task of restoring peace and reuniting the nation. Candidate Anissa Georges Dologuele, who won the first round December 30th, taking about 24% of the vote, described the sense of duty and joy among the people and the prospect of starting a new era in the former French colony. He faces Faustin Archange Touadéra, who took nearly 20% in the first round. The violence between Muslim rebels and Christian militia has killed thousands, with some half a million fleeing the country. This is VOA News.